Through the window of Carl's diner, Tuesday afternoon was bleeding out. Under a pimple incubating light, amidst yellow formica dulled by 30 years ennui, the supper club of infinite earths squeezed into a family booth and put the many worlds to rights. All four were writers, obviously. Jerry Binkle, Dan Weems, Brandon Chuff, and Milton Finefinger. Since writers had much more invested in the finer points of comics continuity than, say, artists or colorists. Artists and colorists, as universally revered publisher's son-in-law, Satanic Samuel Blatz, had oft expectorated, only had to draw the stuff you told them to and not go over any lines. They didn't need to know that it was just the 1940s Moon Queen who could turn herself to moonlight, or that energy-directing teenager Bronze Bolt was Thunderman's son from another timeline. Didn't need to know and, in the Supper Club's opinion, didn't truly care. It's like they don't see why the continuity's important. They're all, so who gives a fuck if Mr. Ocean's mom and dad came from Atlantis or Lemuria? And I'm all like, hello, the kid who you once were, pal, that's who gives a fuck. The kid who worshipped Mr. Ocean and who wanted to know everything about him just so some asshole like you could come along in 20 years and change it all. All these revisions, what they're doing is they're making that fan knowledge that we worked so hard to learn into almost, I guess, kind of a pointless waste of time.